Hi, Sally. Sally, can you hear me? What's the matter with your phone? Can you hear me or not? They're here. They came yesterday. Yeah, the angels. Debbie sent them over. Well, she sent a chain mail, and it says you gotta greet the angels, and they stay with you for 5 days, and then you get your wish. So I was gonna send them to you next, if that's okay with you?
The Angels, by Emily Colbert.
Okay, well, the way the ritual works, we light 2 white taper candles and 3... What? What? I don't know. Votives might work, but why can't you just use tapers? I mean, it's just a trip to the mall, right? I'm not gonna ask them who the angels... I mean, you have time to go to the mall, of all people. I can't see them. How can I talk to them? Listen, Sally, let's have a shot of tequila. Yeah. We'll toast the angels. Angels, this is for you. Yeah. So, they stay with me for 5 days, and then my wish comes true. And what I'm asking you is, can they go to your place next? Because part of the deal is that you have to tell them where to go next. Well, because I have to have somewhere to send them. You can't just kick them out, you know, like any guests that come and they go. And I like to send them somewhere I trust, like to someone I love. I'm not going to send them like Johnny or nothing. He'd put them in the garage with all those tools. I want to send them over to you. I mean, you have nice sheets and nice things. You clean. Yeah. And Saul's out of town next week anyways, isn't he? Where's he going? Yeah? Hey. Do you ever get paranoid that he picks up escorts on his trips? Well, I know they're work shindiggies, but does part of you wonder what he's doing those nights when he forgets to text you? I know he forgot to text you because you were crying about it last week. Well, oh, come on, because we both know Saul wants to be a man, and this is maybe one of the only ways he knows how, and not that you guys have money, you know, I'm just asking, do you get scared about, like, gaggles of strippers? I know, I hate the word gaggle, it makes me sick or shiver, but sometimes you have to use it, it's like you don't have a choice. Yeah. So, you're nervous about it? Oh, not nervous about it, well, sorry. Am I nervous about my husband? With escorts? Oh, that's silly. So anyways, you light 2 tapers. He would never do that. Or was it 3 votives? And, I mean, make 3 wishes. And then at 7:30, he comes home. I mean, invite them in. My wish for the angels? Well, honestly, I wish I were more fashionable. And I don't mean in terms of jaw or cheekbone necessarily. I mean fashionable clothes. No, like even more than H&M. I mean 5th Avenue, New York. Like even bigger, so big you wouldn't know the names of the companies. And more important, I wish I had fashionable friends. Bare-legged, haltered-up friends, the sort that are tan. But anyways, I also wish I were older, maybe 60 or so, with white, slightly wavy hair and a gaggle of admirers around me that always think of me as wise, with beautiful things, a Dorothy Parker sort. Because the truth is that I hate myself and my fat-thighed roots. I mean, I'm incredibly sad. Why don't I have glossy hair? And I have the sort of friends that are cool but think they're uncool and are really bothered about it, so they eat their cuticles or whatever, they bleed all the time. Yes, of course, I consider you a friend, Sally. And they have contacts, but they should wear glasses to cover up their face, even though we tell each other, don't ever change. The angels, I imagine them to think me beautiful. I mean, I assume they're on my side. They all piled into my house like a bunch of fools. Like fools, they just rushed in. But maybe they're not on my side. I don't know how I would know. I guess I'll know they're on my side if my wish comes true.
What? I know. Well, that's the trouble with that particular wish. I won't know if it comes true until I'm 55 with wavy hair. And maybe the angels just think my wishes are dumb. Maybe they'll grant them, but they'll judge me. You know what? Fuck them. Fuck the angels. But I don't really feel that way because each beautiful angel, well, so individual, so ideal and golden and pretty in their own way. Each one, I bet each have pretty apple-like hearts. And the only problem with each angel is, well, each angel, they each have some sort of nail embedded in their hearts. One nail. So it hurts. And they know. And I suspect that's how each one died, a nail in the heart. So maybe my wish is to be able to take a hammer and turn it inside out and rip, rip, rip the nail out of each angel's heart so they can relax again or just feel maybe a moment of relief. That wasn't my original wish, but maybe that's my wish now. Over being older with white hair, because what the hell is that? That will happen anyways. So, yeah, I mean, my original wish was to be fashionable with a gaggle of friends around me, just sort of admiring me in my white suit and really thin watch that makes my wrist look small. But now, I think my wish is different. It's to take the nails out of their hearts. Oh, Christ, Sally, is your son practicing piano again? Would you tell him to learn some other song besides St. Elmo's Fire? Every time I see him, he plays me St. Elmo's Fire. I wish you weren't my only friend so I could hear some other music, for Christ's sake. I also wish maybe to live in love forever, and I also wish for you to stop fucking my husband with your mind. But yeah, those are both big dreams, so yeah, I won't quit my day job. I'm sorry, Sally, that was wrong. Are you going to get the candles, Sally? Are you going to get the candles? Can you make one simple little trip to the mall? Oh my God, she hung up on me. Whatever, Sally. Don't leave me, angels. I don't want to send you on. I want you to stay. I know I'm a fool, but stay. Here. Here's a shot of tequila. Cheers.
Fool's Rush In was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington on April 29, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. You can follow Soundbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Soundbox Radio and the Soundbox Artist Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.